I just need to set them up. Yeah. All right. Does everyone ride a scooter to church? I think we should have a scooter church Sunday. And you're only allowed in with a scooter. I have a few props here. Do you know what these are? These are really great. Don't spend your money on a baby monitor. Get walkie-talkies because it's a good toy for fathers. And I've just got a few other things I need to lay out. Just see if this stands. Okay. Can I give you that bag? If you want to see these props and you're a child or you're young, you can come down and sit down the front and have a look if you like. I want to talk to all of us, come on guys, about praying. Whoa. Don't worry, Jessica, that's okay. It doesn't have to stand. I just need it there though. Okay, don't touch, please. Don't touch. Okay, I'll just hold that and that one. Hey, don't touch. It's very important. I want to talk to the children about praying, okay? And to the adults and everyone else here about praying. Who can pray? Well, I think everyone can pray. Is that right? Now, you can pray if you're 4 or grade 4 or in 4th year of uni or 4th year of marriage or 40th year of marriage, or if you're 94, everyone can pray. If you can talk, you can pray, because praying is just, what's praying? You tell me. Put your hand up. What's praying? Talking to God. Exactly. Praying is talking to our Heavenly Father and just telling Him what we need and thanking Him. Now, talking is a bit like the walkie-talkies. Do you know how these work? I can't demo it. Sorry, Josh. Unlike praying, walkie-talkies need batteries, and this one doesn't have batteries. But praying is like walkie-talkies when you talk in one walkie-talkie, and the range of these is apparently 3 kilometres, which is pretty far. So we could have sent someone right down to the tennis court, and they can talk to me without seeing me, and I will hear them. And that's exactly what praying is. We talk to our Father, can't see Him. He's in heaven, but He always hears. So praying is talking to God like walkie-talkies. Now, here's a question for the children, but I think the adults should just think about this one. Guys, do you think praying is easy or hard? What do you think? What do you think? Easy? Why? Why is it easy? You just have to talk. That's right. Praying is easy because you just have to talk. You could just close your eyes and get on your knees and talk to God. Praying is so easy. Emma, we're going to say, is that right? What's your name? Sorry. Emma, yeah. Do you think praying's hard or easy? Oh, very good answer, Emma. Emma said it's easy, praying is easy if you don't mean it. And in fact, Jesus was saying you have to be very careful when you pray to mean it. And Jesus said if you pray, especially in church, to show off, to kind of make yourself look good, then God just closes His ears. It's like, no reward for that. You have to pray and mean it. So Emma, that's an excellent answer. Another reason prayer is hard is because we can all talk, but we might not know the words to say. And Jesus gave us some words to say. He taught us how to pray. And I've got a slide about this. Jesus says, pray in this way. And there are 6 parts to Jesus' prayer. And I really want the children to try and memorize what the 6 things are. Okay? 6 things should be easy to remember. All you have to do is remember 3 about God, 3 about us. So 3 about God and 3 about us. 3 and 3. Jesus says, pray, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Three about God and three about us. What are they? Give us, forgive us, deliver us. Give us our daily bread, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from the time of trial, from evil. Exactly right. Now, friends, isn't that a great prayer? Three and three. Can you remember that? God wants us to pray for him first and then for us. So who do we pray for first? God, that's right. And what do we pray about God? Well, God is the most important. We pray that his name would be respected, that his name would be honored. How do people misuse God's name? Have you heard that? How do people, don't do it, but you know what I mean? What happens? What do you think? Yeah, they just keep using God's name for no reason. It's really rude to God who made us that people just keep saying the name. Yes, Emma? Yeah, that's exactly right. Emma said people use God's name as a swear word. And God wants us to pray that his name would be respected. So we wouldn't use it as a swear word, but whenever we use it, whenever we talk about God or Jesus, it would be with love and respect. That the most important thing in our life is to honour and respect God. Your kingdom come, which means that people would hear about Jesus and be forgiven. Because Jesus, well, you tell me, kids, who's the king of the kingdom? Jesus. He's the mighty, mighty king. God made him the boss of everything. And so we want Jesus to come back and we want everyone to love him. And lastly, your will be done. Where do we know about the will of God? How do we know what God's will is? Anybody know? Anyone who hasn't answered a question yet? Want to have a go? Now I'll give you another chance. What's your name, please? Yeah, Alistair. How do we know God's will? Through the Bible. That's exactly right. So we pray, hallowed be your name, kids. Your kingdom come. May people hear about Jesus. And your will be done. May we obey the Bible. Here's a quote for the parents. True Christian prayer is a preoccupation with God and his glory. It's good to give God your shopping lists and the things you need, but that's the second half. The first half is praying for God to be exalted, for God to be honoured. Or for the kids, I could say, praying is more important than, what rhymes with playing? Praying. Praying is more important than playing. Can you say that with me? Praying is more important than playing. So in my house, the favourite toys are the scooter, the Nintendo video game. This one's even got my son's name labelled on it. Got to be very protective. In our house, we love, this is one of our favouritest things. What's this? A puzzle. We have a house full of puzzles at home and we love them, right? So is God more important than scooters and puzzles and video games? Okay, if God is more important than these things, is praying more important than these things? Yes, okay. Adults, are you with me? Is praying more important than playing? Yes. So kids, here's the question. Are you praying as much as you're playing? Or you can even pray while you're playing. So, for example, we often go down steep hills on the scooter. That's a time when I'm playing and I'm praying. And I've often got my daughter or two on my feet. And my wife reminds me that there's a weight limit on these things and I'm over it already. But praying is more important than playing. And so, kids, here's a little thing you could do with Mum and Dad today. If Dad is watching the sport, you could say to Dad, you're playing, have you been praying? That'd be a great question to ask Mum and Dad. You could try that today, okay? This is your challenge homework, okay? Or if Mum says, come and help me clean up the lounge room, you could say, I've got to spend some time praying, and go and pray. Or there's an even better one, kids. If Mum says, come and help me clean the lounge room, you could say, Mum, have you been praying today? And you can encourage your mum and dad that praying is more important than playing. And the most important things are the first three, God's name and kingdom and will. Jesus comes first and then cleaning the house. Very important. You tell mum that I'm a minister and I said that. Hallowed be your name. Well, friends, we're going to pause for a minute. Kids, stay here, because some of the leaders of the great school holiday program are going to come up and lead us in a song. They're the people who helped us put together this great craft. And so I'll invite up Jono and Ali and Julie, and they're going to lead two kids' songs. And I'd really love to hear all the adults following along with the actions and singing too.
Shake your right arm up and down. You gotta love the Lord with all your lips come up and down. You go, hey, we go, hey, hey. You gotta love the Lord to bore your heart, so shake your right leg up and down. You gotta love the Lord to bore your heart, so shake your left leg up and down. We go,
Jono and Ali did a great job with our holiday program, and great to have them getting us wiggling our hips. And Jesus didn't say when you pray you have to wiggle your hips, but he didn't say not to. Now, so Jesus taught us six things, three about God, three about us. And so let's look at the three things about our needs, our lives. Jesus said, pray, give us this day our daily bread. Oh, I've got a picture of it here. Now, why would Jesus have us pray for bread? What's special about bread? What do you think? It's a hard question. What do you think? Yeah, exactly. Bread keeps you strong. Bread is a food we need to eat every day. Emma? Ah, the Bible, because people don't live on bread alone, but every mouth that comes from God, he said. Very good. Jesus here, I think, was actually talking just about plain bread and all the other things we eat. Where does bread come from? Wheat. Where does wheat come from? Jessica? The ground. Bread comes from the shop. You get it from wheat they make. Wheat comes from the ground. And comes out of the ground because God makes it grow. So all food comes from God. Everything you need comes from God. The clothes you have on come from God. The car you drive in comes from God. Your school comes from God. Everything we have and need comes from God. And so we need to pray every day, God, give me everything I need. Who here has a fridge at home? How full is your fridge? Just tell me roughly, how full is your fridge, Lydia? Is it very full? No. Mum got to go shopping today. How full is your fridge? Not really. What about yours? Full. Mine's full. Is your full? Yours full? You brought 100 things yesterday. Well, that would fill a fridge. Is your fridge full, Josh? Good. we have to remember to pray, God, give us our daily bread, even when the fridge is full and we think, well, I've got enough bread for today and tomorrow. We have to learn to depend on God for everything. I'm going to show you a picture, kids, of a time, a long time ago. It's a bit sad, but it's worth looking at. Here's my photo. What's happening in this photo? Have a look at it, and then put your hand up if you've got an idea what's happening. Parents might know where it's from. What do you think's happening, Alistair, in this photo? Yes, it's definitely a school, and it's lunchtime. And what's happening is, do you want to have a guess, Jess? Yes, it is the early 1900s. Very good. Do you want to have a go at the year? No, it's about 1930. We're in a time called the Great Depression. What country do you think this is? Australia. Excellent. This is Australia at a time when they didn't have much food. And these are kids getting food at school because they had no food at home. Could you imagine that? Not having food at home, so they've got to feed you at school. And all they got was, I'm told, a little cup of soup and one piece of bread. It looks like they're just giving kids half a piece of bread. That's not even a very good lunch. And all around the world, there are people who really don't know where their food's going to come for tomorrow. And they know we have to pray every day for food. And it's a good thing to remember that we can't assume there will always be McDonald's or that we'll always have supermarkets full of food. We need to pray and just depend on God every day for all our needs. Food, homes, government, all these things we take for granted, we need to pray for, Jesus says. And then he says, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And I've got a picture I've shown some of you before of, well, what's happening in that picture? It's a bit sad. I don't want to see this happening at church. What's happening, Josh?
People are bullying other people.
People are bullying. That's right. And what Jesus says is, if we want God to forgive us, we ask for that, and we should also forgive others. Even if they've hurt us, we should forgive others. Now, we're going to practice this. This is really important. Because I've learnt, kids, you've got to learn how to do forgiveness. So I'm going to split these kids into two groups, okay? So just imagine there's a group. Lydia, do you want to go on that side? So just say for a minute, you guys are the baddies, okay? And you guys are the goodies. And the baddies have hurt the goodies. Maybe you've said some nasty things and you're going to say sorry. Okay, let's say this. I want you to say, sorry I hurt you. Can you say that? Sorry I hurt you. Now, what do you guys say? I forgive you. Let's say it together. I forgive you. It's very important, I've learnt, to say the words, I forgive you. Don't just say, that's okay, or never mind. You've got to reciprocate. You've got to say, I forgive you. Just as Jesus wants us to pray, we do. I think we should practice this as a church. So you guys are the baddies. Goodies. Okay, baddies, I want you to say, sorry I hurt you, and look at them in the eye. Sorry I hurt you. And you say, never mind. No, say, I forgive you. Wouldn't it be lovely if this prayer we prayed was the way we acted as a church and acted as families, that we say we're sorry and we vocalize, I forgive you. And the last thing Jesus says to pray is save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. We all have to make choices, kids. And do you ever want to be bad? Sometimes you ever want to be bad? I do sometimes. Someone annoys me and I just want to do something bad to them. And Jesus says,
it's very usual with me.
It's very usual with you. Does anybody else have a temper like me and Josh? We have to pray to God save us from being tempted to do bad and deliver us from evil or from the evil one. Who's the bad guy in the Bible? No, not God. Satan, that's right. And sin is bad. Satan wants us to sin. The devil is the bad guy of the Bible. Jesus says, protect us, deliver us from the evil one. So kids, this is how we pray. And I've got a little handout for us here. I've made everyone a bookmark. And on the bookmark is the prayer Jesus taught us. And you keep this bookmark in your Bible so you read God's word and then you can pray the prayer he taught us. And on the back you put your name and it's got thank you God for, and Jemima's drawn our house and our family. So this is the prayer that Jesus wants us to pray. You can put it in your own words. That's good for adults too. Put it in your own words. And may you be passionate about God's name and kingdom and will, and also about your daily bread. Ask God for it, for forgiveness and for deliverance from evil. So why don't we bow our heads and pray, and then I'll give these out. So let's bow our heads, and you can copy me if you like. Dear God, may your name be respected. May your kingdom come. And may we obey your will. Please give us all we need. And please help us to forgive. And please help us to not sin. We love you, Heavenly Father. Amen. So you guys can take this back to your seats. And I'll... Do you want to help me give them out, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. And you can introduce... Oh, yeah.
Okay, just before you go back, guys, can I get everyone to...